Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, hey, this is your girl Carla B, and you are listening to the E-Buzz.
E-Buzz. Whoa, 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 whoa. Carla B.
Right.
What's up? Welcome, everybody. What's goody? I am your girl, Carla B., and this is your E-Buzz. And tonight, y'all, we are exclusively, specifically, wholeheartedly, we're going to be chatting about EOTM Radio and Media. It's our four-year anniversary on the BTR Network. 4 years, y'all. We've done over 800 shows, and at times, we've had over 40 different radio personalities, and right now I want to give special thanks to Sweetie, Mocha D, Say to Say, Ronnie McAllister, Ron Anthony, Ferran Chisholm, the entire Let's Face Reality team, this entire Stephen Knight show, the Stunners Magazine team, Teresa Polis, Shantae Gibson, Trey Love, Don Adams, Josiah Bernard, Grandma Griff, Mama Jenkins, T'Angelo Bell, Spidey Boy, Jerry, DJ Rilati, Debonair, and everybody else. If we've missed people, you know we love you. We appreciate you and, you know, and everything that you've done. We didn't get this way by ourselves. There's no I in team. And this show is really for all of the EOTM radio DJs, the old ones and new ones, because we wanted to let them know that, you know what, we appreciate you. We really do. And I got some surprises for y'all. But right now I'm going to open up the phone line to some of our radio personalities. I want to put it out there, though, that there are so many people that's going to be calling in. Feel free to do so right now, 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. We want to hear from you. You don't have to be a radio DJ to call in. If you're a listener, we want to hear from you as well. And we want to know, you know, what are your best EOTM radio moments, maybe the best, the sexiest radio personalities, the best, sexiest radio voice. I think I'm going to win all that. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. But you guys know I'm just a fool. And at this time, I definitely want to unmute the phone lines and open it up to my girl, Mocha D, and Sweet T. These baddest chicks of EOTM radio have been actually with us. We started February 2007. They came on board in March 2007, so they've been with us from the very beginning. Sweet T and Mocha D, welcome to the show.
Hey. What's happening? As I always have said, Mocha D is in the house.
Yes.
What's happening?
Yes. Well, it's really all about everybody affiliated with EOTM, even the listeners, of course. But I want to know, we got you on the phone, Mocha D. So tell us, you know, what are some of your best EOTM radio moments?
You know what? Like you said, it's so many. And, you know, I've learned so much. I've learned so much because being part of it and not necessarily coming in, because the beautiful thing about EOTM, one thing that I do love about EOTM is that you don't have to pretty much know a lot when it comes to being an entrepreneur, because you will be taught. You will be taught. And it's like an internship coming in the door. Start learning right away in the door. But one of my most memorable, I just wanted to put it out there, how, you know, everyone on the team has always managed to be a teacher as well as a learner. You know what I mean? It bounced both ways. It goes back and forth. But I've learned so much, and I know I've shared a lot, but I've learned so much on the show, and I just want to say, you know, I really appreciate all the things that I have learned just coming in and not even pretty much knowing how I was going to work this. I just know I got that gift of gab, and I knew that it could work, but a lot of times there's, of course, as you said, Carla B., there's a way to do everything. So,
right,
yeah, it's
right.
Very interesting.
Well, but you have to... Yeah, you got all serious and stuff. We want to hear some fun stuff, too, you know.
What, you know what? I didn't hear what you said, Carla B., but it's all good. Anyway, one
of the... No, it's not all good.
Okay. There
you go.
Tell me. That's one of the things I love about the show, me and Carla B., the old one. But tell me what you said, because I didn't hear it. I apologize.
Oh, no. I was just saying you were getting... I know you shared what you shared was very enlightening and all that good stuff, but it was kind of more on the serious tip, and I'm more in a funny mood tonight. But don't even trip. Hold tight. No. Mocha D., hold that thought,
yes,
because this is a 90-minute show, so don't even trip. I want to give homage to everybody that's calling in right now. I know We got Sweet Tea. We got Josiah Bernard out of Atlanta. We got Trey Love. So we're going to begin to everybody. We love you guys so much. I've already unmuted Trey Love, Josiah, as well as Sweet Tea. So Mocha D, right now I want to go into Sweet Tea really quick. And then from Sweet Tea, I want to talk to Josiah, then Trey Love, and then we're going to get to the other people. So Sweet Tea, go ahead and share with us. This is a four-year anniversary on EOTM Radio under the BTR Network. Share with us your most memorable moment and who you think is the sexiest male radio DJ on EOTM Radio, past or new, either or. It don't even matter.
I got to name the sexiest DJ also?
Yeah, the male. We just want to have some fun right now. Don't even trip. So let me just put it out there. Of course, we got Shana Solomon as a radio personality. We got Trey Love. You know, he's not on EOTM anymore, but he's still affiliate. We're still recurring his shows. We got him. Who else we got? We got Josiah Bernard. He was doing the sports in Atlanta a couple years ago. Fine Chocolate Brother. He got some dreads now. He think he's doing his thing. Okay, who else we got? We got an old one, Don Adams, but we know ain't nobody going to pick him. You know, so go ahead. I don't know. What do you think it is?
Well, should I start? Should I go for the DJs first or my favorite?
Moment. We can talk about your favorite moment, and then we can go into your favorite DJ.
Okay, well, my favorite moment was, you know, well, me, my personality, Sad Sweet Tea, and I always, you know, felt like that I know a guy and I know what to do with a guy and all that good stuff. But my favorite moment was when my husband got on there and told me how he fell in love with me when he first seen me, how a guy pick out a female if they know if they going to be a one-night stand or wifey or just a friend. So that was kind of my favorite moment on that note. I'm not going to get in details, but that was my favorite moment because I learned something from him and learned stuff, you know, to learn from a guy. So, you know, when you think you know it all, you learn something new every day. So that was kind of my favorite moment, if everybody remember that moment. Like I said, I'm not going to get in details about it, but that was, well, of course, it was about me, so it was my favorite moment. So,
okay, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Well, hold tight on the naming the best, sexiest male DJ. We're going
to
say that a little bit later.
Do I have to wait? Do I have to wait?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, because we got so many people that are calling in, so I want to definitely touch on everybody, because everybody don't have the whole 90 minutes that will be on air. But I want to go to Josiah Bernard, and for a lot of the listeners, if you were with us from the very beginning, you would remember this special moment on EOTM Radio about 2 years ago. He actually did a sports news show with one of our old radio heads, Ronnie McAllister. Welcome to the show, Josiah.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
You still got that sexy voice. But share with us, and I want to thank you for calling in, but I want you to share with us what your favorite EOTM moment is and how has EOTM Radio, if any way, impacted you and what you're doing with your life?
EOTM Radio, what they brought to me and showed me is opportunity. With that opportunity has come a lot of love. I've done one show and done a couple of articles, but it's the opportunity that's there, the fact that it's still that base behind me to encourage me to be on it, you know what I mean? So that said, you know, I look forward to taking advantage of the opportunity because those things don't come to pass at all, you know?
Right.
So it's definitely that. My favorite moment was, I had to say, Obama. I mean, it was an open forum. We was able to, you know, share our feelings freely regarding the whole, you know, making of history. So, you know, I definitely can't pass that moment. And then secondly, secondly, you know, it's just sharing the love with you guys. You know, I don't know everybody name for name, but you know, I'm looking to, you know, take that opportunity to get to know everybody. And being back on the show.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, Josiah. We appreciate you and all that you do, and we're happy that you're still around, and we could definitely pull you in. You went in due time, and I got some stuff for you, so you better be ready. Thanks so much, Josiah. I want to, there is somebody else calling in, and I'm not really for sure who they are, But the phone number is, I'm just going to read the prefix in the first three. It's 248-275. Welcome to EOTM Radio. 248-275, you are live on EOTM Radio. Did you have a comment? Okay, don't trip. Don't trip. You can continue listening. I just do that sometimes. I put people on the spot. I want to go to, I believe this is one of our radio heads out of the L.A. area. All right, area code 323-202. Who's this?
Rollo Street TV.
What's up, Rollo Street TV, Rollo Street Radio?
What it do, my fam bam. Congratulations to EOTM for 4 years, you know, four successful years. And I'm just a new guy to the bunch, you know. I don't have a memorable moment, but, hey, I just want to say congratulations. I'm glad to be a part of the team, and, hey, let's do it for four more years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And for those of you that are not familiar with Rollo Street TV, he actually does all of our video broadcasts when we're live out on the red carpet. And he also has his very own show, Rollo Street Radio, on Monday nights at 8 p.m. on EOTM Radio. So make sure y'all check him out next week on Monday. And considering we're, 20, 30 minutes into this, I want to, first off, let the people know that are holding tight. Say to say, I see you, Farron. I see you. I'm unmuting you. I see Grandma Grip. I see Say to. We got Sweet Tea. Mocha D, everybody, before we go to the phone lines, I want everybody to be mindful as to the background noise. I'm going to play my most favorable moment on EOTM Radio, and this is something I just recently experienced with T'Angelo as well as Rollo Street TV. Hold tight. Okay, that was the wrong one. All right, so we're going to get back to that in a minute. But I did unmute Farron Chisholm out of New York. And before he says anything, I want to say this. This guy has been with us from the very beginning. And, oh, my God, me and Teresa, this has been Sweet Tea's most memorable moment. Because what we did was, a year into it, we went to New York. We had started this taking us to the street tour. It was me, Sweet Tea, and Say to Say. We had planned a big street tour. We're launching it in New York, and we met Farron Chisholm. That wasn't the first time we met. We had met over online, but that was the first time we saw him face-to-face. We actually had him perform at our at the venue in Manhattan. It was really nice. But I want to go ahead and open it up right now for Farron Chisholm. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Our anniversary.
Yo, it's good. I'm in the studio right now making a beat. Listen to this right quick.
You got to love internet radio, I tell you.
You heard that?
No, we didn't.
No.
We did. Send me the MP3. We gonna get a circle in here. Don't even
I'm going there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want you to share, this is our 4 year anniversary.
I love y'all.
I love y'all.
Y'all know I met y'all 4 years ago. Y'all first popped off, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like I grew with y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Because
we met, y'all came to New York, you know what I'm saying? You put it down. Back, you know what I'm saying, and y'all, and to see it go from there to where it is today, like, call on the red carpet at the Oscars. I mean, come on. I mean, with the pre-show. I mean, are you serious? Like, I mean, we ain't got to talk about what I'm doing, right? Y'all, you know what I'm doing, caller, right? Do you? I ain't got to tell you, right?
Yeah, but I just want to, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. Well, I love y'all. You'll know that 4 years. You know what I'm saying? My most memorable moment, there's a lot of them. I can't even really get into, like, I guess this, I had to say when y'all came to New York and we hung out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That was probably one of my most memorable moments because I had met you online, like you said. And we remained friends over two different social networks. We met on MySpace. And now
we're
on Facebook and Twitter and all these other LinkedIn and all this. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy right now. So It's like, but then y'all actually came to New York, and I got a chance to hang with y'all, which is something that I will always remember. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you don't really get a chance to meet people out of town like that and hang with them and stuff like that. You know,
so for me,
and we actually clicked, and we hung out, and everything worked out, and it didn't, you know. So that was my most memorable moment with y'all guys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what's up.
You know, I know I want to keep it tomorrow. I know you got other things to do. I just want to run down basically what I'm doing. You know, like I said before, the studio just got awarded a grant, you know what I'm saying, from an organization in the Bronx called the Bronx National Center of Arts or something like that. I'm sorry if I got it mixed up, but they just gave us a grant, a second grant actually, for teaching the kids in the community, bringing them into the studio and letting them learn, you know, engineering and stuff like that, teaching them recording and how to, you know, make beats and Pro Tools and stuff. So, you know, shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? We just had Ice-T come by the studio this past weekend. You know what I'm saying? He's working on a movie right now, so that's a whole nother situation. So, you know, with the studio popping over here, TME Pro, and you know, I also know I'm an actor. I just got casted for a movie, feature film called Glow. It's a mob movie. Yeah, it's coming. I got a speaking part, you know what I'm saying, in this movie. We don't start filming until June, but right now they still, you know, getting the cast and the crew and everything together like that. I just did the TV show Blue Bloods. You know what I'm saying? I just hooked up with Ice-T, so I'm about to do this Law & Order situation with Law & Order here in New York. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they want me to do the play from last year. They want me to play Dino again, the abusive boyfriend. I don't know if I'm going to do that, though, but, you know, options.
What's up. Congratulations.
Options. And I'm coming out there to L.A. with y'all, too, so it's coming.
That's
coming. Ron is about to hook up with Carla in L.A., and it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly when I get out there.
Say hello to Mocha D and Sweet T and everybody.
Sweet. Mocha D is in the building?
Mocha D is in the house.
Really? Wow. Sweet T.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, that's what I just, you know, I want to congratulate all of y'all. Congratulations to all of y'all, you know what I'm saying, doing y'all thing. Y'all inspire me to do what I do.
Well, this is the business right here. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to say, again, I see Trey Love. You're there. We're going to unmute
Trey
you
Love.
After we come from break.
Gilroy.
Yes, sir. And I just want to thank everybody who's on the line right now, Mocha D, Sweet T, Ferron, Grandma Grip, we see you. You unmuted
Grandma.
As well.
Grandma.
I'm unmuting Trey Love, Sweet T, Josiah is still here. As well as they to say, I'm going to play a quick song. It's dedicated to all the EOTM listeners, all the EOTM radio personalities, old and new. This is for you. Thank you.
And to all of our friends, our families, and our fans around the world, on behalf of Boys to Men, I would like to say God bless you and thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your girl, Carla B, and of course, this is our four-year anniversary show, talking to a lot of our different radio personalities, our, you know, our fans, our listeners, our supporters, all that great stuff. So I want to open it up right now to our girl, Say To Say What. She has been with us from the very beginning, and I know, I don't know what her most memorable moment is going to be, but what you guys hear, mine? Say To Say What. What's up, girl?
What is popping with you, Carla B?
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you, too. I'm so very proud of you, man.
What's me? Please don't say me, because there's no I in team. So I don't even, there's no I, you know. It's all about the team. And I couldn't have done this by myself, so it's not me. Please don't ever say that again. It's about us. It's about what we've done. So share with us, Say To You, what you want to share with us, and then talk to us about your most memorable moments with EOTM.
First and foremost, my favorite memorable moment was when you had called me that first night and you told me that I had won the spot to be the next co-host on EOTM. And I can remember I was at the auction getting my Lexus. Remember the silver
yes,
Lexus
yes.
I had? I was there trying to get my Lexus, and then I heard that news. I was so freaking excited. I was like, ah! That was one of my favorite moments ever. And then the second one was in New York when me and you, Sweet Tea, went up there, and we just saw everybody. We had a ball.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And we really, I think that was one of the days I really got to know you and Sweet Tea. And from then on, I already knew, like, look, I really have to associate myself with them because I can definitely feel your vibe. And,
right.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what's up. Well, I want to say to, you know, Mocha D, Sweet Tea, Say Too, I mean, Farron, everybody, you know, it's definitely been a great ride. I want to go ahead, and I guess I'm going to have to save my moment. Jeez, because everybody's calling in and stuff. I can't talk. But I know T'Angelo is at work, and I think I see him. T'Angelo, you are live.
Can you hear me, Carla B?
I can hear you. T'Angelo, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Hello, everyone. How are you all doing?
Hey, I can just see you now. I can just see you now, T'Angelo. I'm so used to you waving your hand and doing the red carpet with the kind of glare that you have. And I know you're doing the same thing when you're talking right now. You just can't help yourself. You're in front of the camera.
Let me tell you, right now my hands are tucked.
Your hands are what? That was kind of scary. Please remove your hands from your pants. Okay. Are you with us, T'Angelo? Okay.
I'm sorry. Hello. I hit mute. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. You were
okay,
scaring me because last we heard your hands were in.
Yes. No, my hands are in my pockets because it's so cold. It's like I came outside and it's pouring rain.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, we don't want to keep you too long.
Yeah, no, totally. And I've been listening to every one of their most memorable moments. And I'm like, I've only been here about 3.5 days. So I don't have the beautiful New York stories and when you guys first started stories. But it has been a great ride thus far. I've totally been enjoying it. And I just want to say, what's up, say to say what? I think we haven't spoken in months.
What's good with you, T'Angelo? What's up?
How are you, doll?
I am doing absolutely great. You know what I'm saying? It has been a great ride being with you as well, T'Angelo.
Do you know I'm so looking to Jack the way that you say EOTM? I've been trying to practice it.
I know.
I was listening to one of your shows. And yeah, the way you said it, it's like the perfect marketing campaign, so you can't forget it. EOTM Media, you're here with your girl, Stacey.
Go ahead and say it, Stacey. Go ahead and say it, Stacey.
Yeah, go ahead
and say it.
Go ahead, girl.
I can't believe you just did that. Oh, Lord. I'm just having a good old time.
I'm having a good old time, just like the little house. It's been a minute. Welcome to the 4-year anniversary show. What's goodie?
Everything is fine. How y'all doing? How you cute little girls and hoes doing?
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I have not
heard
from
Grandma Grip in ages. Grandma Grip, this is a Rated G show, okay? Rated G. So please don't call Sweet T and Mocha D out of their name tonight, please.
You know who I'm talking about. You're lucky I didn't use the B word. How y'all been doing? I ain't talking to y'all in a minute.
It's been a minute, and we love you to death, Grandma Grip. For those of you that are wondering who this voice is, this is Grandma Grip. She's the official military correspondent. She's been with us since the first year, and she's definitely a riot. So, Grandma Grip, what we're asking everybody is, and I don't think we even got T'Angelo's memorable moment. We'll come back again.
I'm going to ask you to say it real quick.
We're not going to come back to Tiago. We're going to talk to him now because he has to go back and to work.
Back inside. Yeah, thank
you. So tell us, T'Angelo, and then we'll get to Grandma Grip.
My memorable moment would probably just totally have to be all the media stuff we've been doing. I can't put, like, one on it because the NAACP was just as fun as the Oscars, which is just as fun as All-Star Weekend, which is just as fun as hanging out with Carla and us just being random and fun. So I don't have one. I just have the journey, and I love you guys, and I thank EOTM for
aww
it.
Aww.
So that being said, Grandma G, she hit me up yesterday the other day on Facebook, Grandma G, and I want to say thank you. I'm at school right now. I'm not even at work. I'm at school. I'm about to run back inside and get my learn on. So
okay.
I'll see you guys on Facebook.
All right.
Thanks,
T'Angelo. Thank you.
See you tomorrow. We're actually covering the NAACP 42nd Annual Pre-Show. And I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes, I'm going to go shopping. You want to go?
Okay. I want to go too. Call me tomorrow.
Bye.
Call me tomorrow. Yeah, it's so funny because T'Angelo was, we're trying to coordinate, and he told me, we've been wearing black and gray a lot, and he told me, he was like, don't wear that black and gray you wore last time. I'm like, you know what the same black and gray I wore? Boy, you going to get killed. But here's another media correspondent to help me because he tripping. Anyway, Grandma Grip, what's goodie?
Everything's fine. I'm in the States. And
you
I'm doing
back
great.
In the States.
Yes. So much
that's
going on
that
in the world. But I'll tell y'all about that at the next radio show or when I come down there to the award. I'll be there, of course. But my most memorable moment. Yeah, I'll be there. Which one of you bitches said that?
See now, Carla B.
Was that Mocha D?
I ain't scared of you. No, that was Carla B. I'm not scared of you, Grandma Grip, okay? That's Mocha D and Sweet T that's scared of you, not me.
I'm not scared of him either.
Oh, okay.
How dare you get me started,
I'm just kidding.
I wanted to get you started because I love you so much.
Be kidding.
Well, my most memorable moment, there's been so many, but it was really, really fascinating when I first started talking on the radio. And we used to have our little comic tours. And individuals from my unit was listening, you know. And a lot of those times that I can't remember where I was. I believe I was in a mall down in Florida somewhere. And Mocha D and me got to arguing about the president. And she started talking about Bush and them in the mountains and all that kind of stuff. And they, all that crazy stuff she was talking about. But those were some of my memorable moments arguing with that whole, arguing with Mocha D. I hope we get along for the next few years.
I do want to
put something out.
Oh, Lord.
Who said that? Oh, Lord.
Carla B, don't let him get away with calling me no B. Carla B, step in. I didn't know he called you a B. I'm sorry. You're a creative B. But anyway, Carla. Yes, sir.
What you've done with EOTM, a lot of people may not look at it as a forefront of future radio or forefront of what you're doing now. Nobody planned for it to be this creative. And what you all did, all of you all, you fulfilled a lot of individuals' wishes and dreams. Just like I said, she's a creative leader. I just meant she's a creative leader. You, all of you all, have led individuals into certain expectations and didn't even really expect anything. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You didn't call and say, well, this is how you're going to act. This is what we're going to do. You would just put something out there, and you would let individuals coach themselves, you know.
You ain't been around in the past 3 years.
And individuals, well, I understand about the coaching class you're going through now. I'm talking about when we first started, okay?
Right. Okay.
You know, you all have invented a valued individuality in individuals. Because as you see, everybody's going off doing this. I hear people saying that now they're into this and they're into that. Just like what you did for Willie, okay? You know, he's in movies now. He came to Georgia, and he was at your red carpet, and since then he told me that you helped him sign on to a feature film that's coming up. He was in Tyler Perry's production,
right.
Meet the Browns. And as a matter of fact, I saw on his Facebook where he was dancing in Single Lady. You know.
Okay.
So things like that. You inspired individuals into doing what they wanted to do, and you brought out their strengths and talents by letting them be creative on their own, okay?
Right. Well, that's what's up. That's
a certain plateau, but you didn't expect much. You just gave everybody a chance. And I want to really, really congratulate all of you women and all the new people who I haven't really met yet. I've been listening. I've been following you all, but I travel a lot, okay? With the military, so I'm very, very busy. But you all are doing very, very well. You crowd my Facebook up. You crowd my AOL up. It's really fine. I'm really, really proud of you all.
Well, we appreciate you too, Grandma Grubb, and I don't want you to go anywhere. I want to take a quick commercial break, you guys. But before we do, I just want to mention something really, really quickly. If we have listeners that are listening in for the first time and they're wondering what the heck are the people they're talking about, what is an EOTM? An EOTM stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. And this is going to be really quick. I want to share with you our mission. Since February 2007, EOTM Media Group has become the new voice of the entrepreneur. With our innovative approach to integrating engaging entertainment interviews with
equally alluring, informative business, political, and cultural segments under the EOTM Radio Network. EOTM has helped to pioneer the new media industry and has most definitely carved the acronym into the granite with a new, more popular meaning that is sure to hold the reins for years to come, and that is Entrepreneurs on the Move. And my hat goes off to all of you Entrepreneurs on the Move. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573 or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
The noise, baby. We're taking this universal. King Kong is alive. Bumping through your hood like the rain from the sky. My people's all ride or die. Like Buffalo soldiers going round the outside. Born in the west, but I'm representing hip hop. Born in the east, so I rhyme like a beast. Pour a little liquor for the dearly deceased. While I humble MCs like trees by the leaves. Looking at the screen. Smelling like a hash box, sealed on the block, like the Glock in the dash box. Around have nots, known to take the cash route. Get your cash in your ass out, put the mask out. You're getting smacked by the black Al Capone. Take it to the face like shots up a throne. You probably want it, but you're scared of the fame. That's why I came dropping hits with the rep pain.
I hear stories about jail, it ain't necessary. You know that fam took your top of every. Sweat dripping dirt, I fuck up your juggler. I'm a muscle in these streets, M.O. born hustler. Fuck the Rico to all my people. And if we get shook, we can flip to Puerto Rico. Do like, death is walking all up in your area. What's better, me or your mama burying ya?
The coroner said he don't do foreigners, so put you in the ground. Mom's is on the corner, your black toe bagged up. Infrared blowed up, the vessels at your funeral. Fuck it, they got stuck up. Pitbull massacre, blood in the ashtray. Ski mask way in the hallway. I spray all day, every day, don't talk too much. Know your lips on the Dutch, AK behind the clutch.
Looking through the sky, see easy. Passing near the sun, now the west can't see me. Till I put my life on the TV. Sell 100 mil like I was in the TV. Coming from the bottom, but made a move for the top. West side money maker, banging out the green rock. I'm like a theme park, pay to see them things flop. Playing streets on the red eye, like a bean pot. I live between the truth and lies, where evil eyes in my block is hot. Where cops took the nickel knock. Pointed at me and I ain't no retreater. My hood is full of leaders, the blast with the heater. 4 millimeters. Reaching like preachers. I teach you slanging reefer, rocking shells over deeds. There used to be procedures that we wait for, please. Nobody's trying to feed us like the streets ain't easy.
I love that track right there. That is one of EOTM Public Relations' newest clients, Science Sounds, and that's featuring Father MC. Science Sounds will actually be with me and T'Angelo on tomorrow night at the NAACP Image Awards pre-show. He'll be on the red carpet. We're actually presenting him to the world in all his glory tomorrow night, so make sure y'all stay tuned to EOTMTV.com for all the 411 and all the exclusive footage on Science Sounds. We'll also be interviewing Ice Cube, Holly Robinson Pete, the full cast of Tyler Perry's House of Pain and so many other things. So definitely stay tuned to EOTM TV for that. And we got about 14 minutes left. I know I didn't even share my most memorable moment. I want to do that. But before I do, I know Mocha D still has some things that she wants to get off of her shoulders earlier today. So Mocha D, baby girl, is back on you.
Wow. Thank you so much, because I didn't want to dampen your spirit with seriousness, but everybody came in with the serious thing. And it's funny, though, because can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's funny because Grandma Grip was the top of my list with the issues, because my most memorable moment was me and Grandma Grip arguing about the president. He's
okay.
It was too funny. You guys need to go back in the archives and check out a lot of shows. There's a lot of things on there that was almost,
yes,
it was very hysterical, especially when Sweet Sassy T said that one particular guest was a homosexual.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, that was Leon Robinson. I remember it was one of my best moments because we just cracked up about that. But we had Leon Robinson on, the singer and the actor. He's done so much stuff. And Sweet T, help us out, because he was telling you us about a role he played. What was he saying, Sweet T?
She didn't say, as a matter of fact, she didn't say he was homosexual. She said she thought he was, did you say he thought he was really a crackhead?
No, because no, he was sharing with us how he really got into his role. Sweet T, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with y'all.
Okay, so I want you to walk us into this, your conversation. The one
with
Leon
Robinson. What part are y'all talking about, though? What part did I say?
Okay.
I said a lot of things.
When you told him, the one we always talk about, when you told him, when he said that he does a lot to get into his roles, and you asked him, okay, when he was on crack, did he have to smoke crack to get into that role?
No, I was just telling him that he played his role so seriously, and I just cracked a joke with him and said that, what, you just got out of rehab, and something I said to him, like, because basically it seemed like he took his role real seriously. So I felt like he was really on crack.
Yeah, that was, I'm going to find that archive, and I'm going to download that. We're going to have to recur that show, because that was hilarious. And then there was another one when we had Jenks Morton on the show. He's the guy who did the PSA, What Black Men Think, and now he's doing so many great things right now. He was on the cover of Ebony magazine a couple months ago. But we had him on. It was like his third time on the show, and it was him, me, you, and Sweet T and Mocha D. And Sweet T and Mocha D started arguing during the show. He was saying something, and only thing we hear in the back and forth is Sweet T and Mocha D arguing. James Morton is his shows are very, you know, is deep rooted within the communities and stuff. He's always talking about something pertaining to our community. So it was something. I can't remember exactly what it was, but you
well,
and
baby,
Mocha
you
D.
Need to go back on it, honey, because I don't never call me.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll share with you guys since you want to get all sassy and stuff. I want to share really quick, and then I'm going to take it back to Grandma Grip, but I want to share with you guys my most memorable moment of EOTM, and that was last year.
Wait a minute. Can we get a drum roll?
thanks, BT. It was last year, March 10th, 2010, when we had our first annual Celebrating the Queens in our community. That event took so much to put together. When that event was done, I was like a proud mama. That event was beautiful. It was so beautiful. And I was just so honored that so many people came out to support us. And it was just so beautiful. And the listeners that are listening now, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, you can Google Celebrating the Queens in Our Communities 2010. It was such a beautiful event. And that was my most memorable moment of EOTM, because we did so much to make that happen. The red carpet was beautiful, and everybody, the singers were beautiful. I think we had Dante Rose. He was there he performed for us live for the first time. We had the celebrity moms, T-Pain's mom, Lil Wayne's mom, Neo's mom. They were out supporting us. It was just so great. And I just got to say that was one of my best moments. I have another one, too, when me and Sweet T were going to New York with Say 2. Most people don't know this, but
we almost didn't make it there. Me, Sweetie, and Say Two, we probably should have been dead because we had an accident. But my car, it wasn't damaged, but I can't really get into this, and like I don't want to get into the last 9 minutes of the show, but we must be here for a reason because that what we went through was definitely something that could have killed us. But it was like God had us. He put his hand down and grabbed our car, and he held it in his hand so that big semi truck didn't smash and kill us.
Wow.
Yeah, so I really believe, you know, I want to say this, and then I'm going to give it to Mocha D and Grandma Grip and Sweet Tea. I want to say that definitely, I mean, if you have a passion for something, do it. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't. No matter how hard it may seem for you, do it and keep doing it. Because we started this company 4 years ago on a whim just to, you know, do something to help promote our other business in real estate. And EOTM Media Group, I mean, EOTM Radio has turned from EOTM Radio to EOTM Media Group, EOTM Public Relations Firm, EOTM TV. There are so many great things that we're doing, and we're doing it for EOTM, Entrepreneurs on the Move. So definitely, if we've impacted your life in any way, you want to definitely continue to join the movement, and because we're going to definitely keep highlighting you all and hiring you all and putting you on and all that good stuff. That's what it's all about. We got 7 minutes. I want to give some time to Grandma Grip if she wanted to share any last words.
Well, I just wanted to say I'll see you, people. I won't call you out your names. I'll see you, entrepreneurs, very, very soon. And things are really looking up. I'll be getting out of the military, and you will see me along with Junior real soon.
Are you drunk?
Okay.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. Is your mama drunk?
Okay. Okay, we got 6 minutes left. Thanks, Grandma Grip.
Yes,
Sweet Tea, you want to share any last words?
I can't stand her.
Yeah, Mama Grip.
And? Here we go.
What you all do
gotta
about?
Love the original posse of EOTM. They so feisty.
Sweet Tea, I know you didn't say nothing about nobody's mom.
I just asked what you drunk.
Well, yeah,
we got 6 minutes, so we want to seriously close it up. Go ahead, Sweet Tea.
Just want to say I love you, Carla B, Grandma Grip, Mocha D, Trey Love, all Say Two, Say What. You
Where's
know,
Trey Love at? I didn't hear Trey Love on the line. Did he call me?
I said,
no, I
thought he did. My whole point is I draw the ride also, and I know it's more better things that's coming with EOTM. And you think you did it now, baby, it's 2011, it's going to even be better. So I just want to just take my hat off to everybody who put their hard work into it. And much love.
Why you got to say you enjoy the ride? We know you enjoy the ride.
I like the ride, Grandma Grip. I like the ride.
She likes the
family. It's a family show. It's a family show. Go ahead, Mocha D.
Thank you so much. Well, I want to just equally ride off of her little statement. I've had a wonderful time, and I would love, you know what, as far as you were saying at the event we had did with the Queens and the Mozzie and that was the first time I met Kim Toomey, wonderful woman, and I wish she had called it from the show. Absolutely wonderful, but I just want to thank you for this opportunity. You know, we all did our part and everything, but you truly was the Colonel Clink of this outfit, and I thank you for that, and I just want to end it with saying that Grandma Grip, Trey Love don't want to sleep with you, sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
You don't know what happened when he was in Georgia.
Well, if he's not here to defend himself, I would say let's move it right along. And I want to
definitely. You tried to kill him at your house. You tried to kill him at your house, and you mad.
All
right. Well, what do you think he was when he slipped out that night when he came back with the green towels?
Oh,
she was
me.
What's with me?
You guys are crazy. Oh, you know what? We're gonna talk about. Yeah, thanks so much, Mogis D. I wanna definitely thank the people that we thanked in the very beginning. All of our radio personalities, the old ones and the new ones. You definitely added some stuff for EOTM Radio. We've been on air for 4 years, over 800 shows. Google us, baby. EOTM Radio. Special thanks, Sweet T, Mogis D, Say to Say, Ronnie McAllister, Ron Anthony, Farron Chisholm. The entire Let's Face Reality team, the entire Stephen Knight Show, the entire Sun is Magazine team, Teresa Polis, also known as Lady T, Shantae Gibson, also known as Queen G, Trey Love, Don Adams, Josiah Bernard, Grandma Grip, of course, we love you, Mama Jenkins, I can't wait to see Grandma Grip and Mama Jenkins on TV together, of course. One of our newest, T'Angelo Bell, My Boogie Woogie, Spidey Boy, and Jerry, of course, DJ Rilati, Debonair, and all of the others, EOTM DJs, Owen New. We love you. We appreciate you. Make sure before you exit our radio page tonight, you better subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. We got so much stuff in store for y'all. And on behalf of EOTM Public Relations, we want you to what is that word I'm looking for? We want you to strike a pose and rock it. Peace and blessings, everybody. Welcome to your new field.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Hello out there, this is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.